Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here on this prayer line this morning on December the 15th, and we're just overflow with joy just to thank God this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for waking us up today on December the 15th, year 2021. I'm just so grateful and so blessed to be here on this prayer line this morning. And I just thank God for each and every person that's here on this prayer line or anybody that's connected to this prayer line. I just rejoice in the kingdom today just saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. Thank you for this platform, Lord God. Thank you for this circle of friends, Father God. Thank you for the unity, Lord God. Thank you for all the prayers that goes up on this prayer line. We are just so thankful. We're so thankful this morning, Lord God. Worship your holy name, Lord God. We magnify you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for sticking closer than a brother, Lord God. Lord God, no matter what situation comes, Lord God, no matter what happens, Lord God, you are there, Lord God. You never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, this morning. I give you all the glory and honor this morning. I thank you for salvation, Lord God. Lord God, to be saved, Lord God. That's a wonderful thing, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of our families, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for those prayers, Lord God, that we've been praying for all year, Lord God. Those people that we've been praying for all year, Lord God. Lord God, the situations and the things that have happened this year, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. They may not have been all good, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that you are a God, Lord God. Lord God, you know, Lord God, we know that you are our God, Lord God. You can bring us through any situation, any circumstance, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for being our strong tower this year, Lord God. Thank you for being our refuge this year, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. No matter what the situation, Lord God, we count it all joy, Jesus, Lord God. We count it all joy, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for every obstacle and every triumphantness, Lord God, that happened this year, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for healing today, Lord God. Lord God, physical healing, Lord God, mental healing, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as we're going forth into this new year, Lord God, we pray for, Lord God, that you would cleanse us from any unrighteousness, Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's coming against the plan of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord God. Lord God, let it be removed today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for anointing our head with oil, Lord God, and our cups are running over, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the opportunity, Lord God, to stand in the gap for those, Lord God, that aren't able to stand in the gap for themselves, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for others, Lord God. We're praying for our nieces, our nephews, Lord God. We're praying for our friends, Lord God, our family members, Lord God. Lord God, there may be some that's addicted to drugs, Lord God. There's some, Lord God, going through depression, Lord God. Anxiety, Father God. Lord God, there's some with a broken heart, Lord God. There's some, Lord God, with mental illness, Lord God. There's some, Lord God, addicted to drugs, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for their healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you bring them through, Lord God, bring them out, Father God, today, Lord God. Today, Lord God, is the day, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. We magnify your holy name. There's no God greater. You are the great I am, Lord God. You are all things, Lord God. You are omnipresent, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're transitioning us, Lord God. We thank you for the transition, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, sometimes the seasons, Lord God, that we're in, Lord God, is not good, Lord God. But Lord God, we trust you, Lord God. Yet they slayed us, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. Lord God, no matter, Lord God, what is feels like, Lord God, we are trusting you today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to increase our faith and our belief, Lord God, that you, we know you would never leave us or forsake us, Lord God. You would not have brought us this far to leave us where we at, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for being a promise keeper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being a way maker, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for making every crooked place straight, Lord God, and tearing up every stony ground, Lord God, and guiding us, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for being a lamp in our footsteps, Lord God, helping us, Lord God, to walk on solid ground, Lord God, not shaky ground, not sand, Lord God, quicksand, Lord God. Lord God, but you have placed us on solid ground, Lord God. We are warriors in Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we will be triumphant, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the blessings, Lord God, that you bestowed on each and every one of us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening the gates of heaven, Lord God, and pouring out so many blessings, Lord God, that we don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for keeping our children, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the anointing flows, Lord God, from the vessel, Lord God, down to our children, Lord God, and our children's children, and our children's children, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for anointing for them, Lord God. Lord God, generations to come, Lord God, I pray for anointing upon them, Lord God. Lord God, that you break every chain, Lord God. Anything that's in our family lineage, Lord God, the Lord God is trying to come against our descendants to come, Lord God. We break it today, Lord God. If there's anything that we've done, Lord God, that's trying to come against our family tree, Lord God, break it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that our family members, Lord God, will walk in abundance, Lord God, that they will walk in grace, Lord God, that they will walk in the spirit and in the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let the blood, Lord God, cover our families, Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for our families, Lord. Lord God, and Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God. We're praying that you keep them, Lord God, mentally, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people going through mental anguish, Lord God. Lord God, they got voices in their heads, Lord God. We pray for them today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, restore the families, Jesus. Restore the families, Lord God. Restore the marriages, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore the trust, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the families, Jesus. We're praying, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people missing family members, Lord God. There's some people that don't have the mothers, Lord God, and their fathers to pass, Lord God. We're praying for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, that's grieving for their children, Lord God. We're praying for their strength in the Lord today, Lord God. We're praying for their strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you told us to be strong and courageous, Lord God, to keep pressing towards the mark, Lord God. We're praying for the strength, Lord God, to keep pressing, Lord God, no matter what the situation look like, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you would never leave us or nor forsake us, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you for that today, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for being faithful, Lord. You are a faithful God, Lord God, and we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor today, Lord God. We give you all the glory, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for building a strong foundation in us, Lord God. Lord God, a strong foundation, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, anything trying to work against us, Lord God, let it be removed today, Father God. Anything that's trying to work against our family, families, Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. Cut it down, Lord God, past the roots today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we will not miss our blessing, Lord God. Going into this new year, Lord God, of 2022, we will not miss our blessing, Lord God. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that we will be in that path, Lord God, that we will be in the right place at the right time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask it for favor, Lord God. Help help us to walk in favor and grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Favor, Lord God. Divine connections, Lord God. We're praying for our helpers, Lord God. Lord God, our journey helpers, Lord God. Our destiny helpers, Lord God, to find us, Lord God. Lord God, to help us, Lord God, with this journey, Lord God, to place us on, Lord God. Lord God, any long-term struggles, Lord God, that we've been struggling with, Lord God. Lord God, help us to find solution for it today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any long-term struggle, Lord God, that we have been going through, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give us a new direction today, Lord God, a foundation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we know you up to something new in our life, Lord God. Lord God, for every season, Lord God, that you've taken us through, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that we be victorious in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just praying for deliverance today, Lord God. Deliver us today, oh Lord. Deliver us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And we, Lord God, we just ask you to prepare us, Lord. Prepare us, Lord God, for what this new year has to come, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we just want to thank everybody that's here on the prayer line this morning. And if you want to give your name, you can go ahead and give your name now.
Yes, good morning. Darlene B. Here. Good morning. Thank you for the wonderful prayer this morning, my sister. We appreciate that. Amen.
Good morning.
Come on,
good morning, Pastor Hustle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sister Marie here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sister Gladys here.
Good morning, Sister Mary.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Okay, so I just have something that I want to share with you guys, and I'm going to read it. And it's coming from Joshua 1:9. And, you know, everybody has and it seems these last couple months have been my season. And, you know, sometimes you're in this thing and you're just thinking like, God, why is all this happening to me? Why does it just seem like sometimes stuff just come back to back and you don't even get a chance to recover from the first thing and then something else happens? But I was just thinking like, God, am I doing something wrong? Am I prayers not being effective? That's the place I was in. I'm like, am I not praying the right thing? Am I not listening to the right thing? Am I not sowing enough seeds? What am I doing that this is happening to me? And so I just started meditating and praying and crying. And by the time I started finished praying and crying and feeling sorry for myself, and at the same time, God just had started just talking to me. And through, like, I listen to a lot of YouTube, like, sermons and stuff for encouragement just to keep me going. Sometimes I be needing that extra. You know, we get it on the prayer line and we do our own devotion, but sometimes I be needing that extra. So God had been just, it seemed like every time I go to church and every time I turn on it just come back to the same thing. So I'm going to read this to y'all. And it's Joshua 1:9. It says, be strong and of good courage. Life is full of challenges, sorrows, and tough decisions. But even in the midst of hardship, God consoles us to be strong and courageous. Understanding Joshua 1:9, the Bible helps us to face hard things with faith and confidence. In the children of Israel have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and it's up to Joshua to lead them to the promised land. He'll have to claim the land from the current inhabitants, fight and lead battles, and provide spiritual leadership for a large group of people. He was overwhelmed, the weight of the task before him, and God offered these words of encouragement. I have not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you, wherever thou goest. These confident words can apply to all of us as we seek to live a good life and to overcome our own unique challenges. What does being strong mean? Part of being strong and of good courage means trusting in the Lord as our true source of strength. In Joshua's case, he didn't have all the answers for all the challenges before him, but he was always counseled to go forward anyway, acting in faith. Like Joshua, we'll seldom have all the answers to our personal challenges, but God promises that when we turn to him for guidance, he will succeed. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he has the answers and the strength that we need to face any challenges before us. He was with Joshua, and he will be with us. And so I just thank God that we can come to the word of God and get strength, because I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling discouraged. I was feeling down. I was feeling distraught. I just was feeling just everything, every emotion that I could feel. But I had to go to God and to get that strength. I had to come to this prayer line to get that strength. I even had to call Sister Darlene for prayer. And I just thank God that we can find strength in the kingdom, and he gives us kingdom friends that we can go to. And I just thank God for that today. And I thank God for just the word, that it just give us that battery to power us back up. There's power in the word of God. There's power, the deliverance is everything that we need in the word of God. And I just thank God today that we're just going to go forth and be, I don't know what nobody else is going through, but I just feel like God is just telling us to be strong and courageous through everything. And he got us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will sit closer than a brother through everything that we go through if we just believe and have faith. So let's just come together today and pray for it. Just say whatever you're going through, that God brings an end to that thing today in the name of Jesus, Lord. And he will let, if he's still pressing us, that we'll be strong and courageous, because he will not leave us nor forsake us. And whatever he got us going through, he's going to be with us while we go through it. Just like he was with Moses. He told Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And he said that he gave us that land. Any promise that he said that he's giving you, he's going to do it. Just like, because Moses died, the children of Israel still was able to get to that land that God promised them. No matter what happens, whatever falls off, whatever dies in the promise, through the promise, God is still, that promise is still there, and he's still going to do it. And we still got to have faith that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do, no matter who leaves, no matter what stops. God's promise is God's promise. And I had to believe that, because I'm like, God, you gave me this promise. You gave me this dream. I can see the beginning. I can see the end, but how in the middle part, I can't figure out. And I had to see, it ain't for me to figure out. It's for God to do it. So let's just come together and pray in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
praise
God,
the name, God.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we would not be dismayed no longer. We would stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. You are our strength. You are our rock. You are our salvation, Father God. We would trust and lean on you, Jesus. We will not lean on our own understanding, Father God. But we will wait on you, Lord God. You will renew our strength, Lord God.
The courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are born in conquerors of Jesus Christ. We are born in conquerors through Jesus Christ.
My God,
thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for each and every season, Lord God.
My
God,
we thank
you for the seasons, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us to be strong and courageous, Lord God. We thank you for motivating us, Lord God. Thank you for inspiring us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord
God,
in the name of Jesus,
Lord God, thank you, Lord God. You are the same as yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are triumphant, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Thank you for the ram and the bush, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for obedience, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to be obedient, O Lord. Help us to be obedient, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be strong and courageous, Father God. Lord God, that you have promised us that land, Lord God, that you will give it to us, Lord God. And no matter what comes, no matter what comes, Lord God, nothing should come against the word of God,
Lord God, help us to remember the promises, Lord God.
God. Lord God, because you are policy for, Lord God. You are a way maker, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Remove every shackle, Lord God. That's been placed on our mind, Lord God. In disbelief, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove it, Lord God. Because we know our God is greater. Our God is greater, Lord God. Our God is greater. Our God is bigger, Lord God. Lord God, we don't have to worry, Lord God. You said cast your burdens on me. Lord God, we don't have to worry, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we don't have to, Jesus, Lord God. We got faith, Lord God. You said you will be our shield and our buckler, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, you will keep us, Lord God. You will be our refuge, Father God. You said you give an angel charge over us, Lord God, that we shouldn't even dance our foot against your soul, Lord God. You said 1,000 may fall at your right hand and 10,000, Lord God, at your left hand. But no harm will come by our dwelling, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Lord God.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We lift each and every person on this prayer line up, Lord God. Lord God, let it be solutions today, Lord God, to whatever they're going through, Lord God. Let them be triumphant today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you work, Lord God, through us, Lord God. Through us, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a renewed mindset today, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. We're not thinking like we were thinking in 2021, Lord God. Give us a new mindset for 2022, Lord God. Lord God, remove everything that needs to be removed today, Lord God. Remove it today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We don't want to go on any other day, but today, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, for a new direction, Lord God. Make us new today, Lord God. Just like you gave them a new name in the Bible, Lord God, we want a new name today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, transform us today, Lord God, to be a fully developed, Lord God, worshiper of Jesus Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, restore those covenants, Lord God. Lord God, we know you're a covenant keeper, Lord God. Lord God, what you said you'll do, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to stand on that today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God, you'll raise the standard, Lord God. So we thank you for raising that standard today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. You are the only God, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. I have victory today, Lord. Victory is ours, Lord God. You said victory is ours, Jesus. Victory is ours, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for making us victorious, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to be overcomers, Lord God. We are overcomers by the blood, Lord God. We are overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We seek you, Father God. We seek your direction, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we seek you, Jesus. We seek you, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Help us develop that faith, Jesus. Help us to be developers of faith, Lord God. For we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Lord God. We ask you to increase our faith today, Lord God. For we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. So, Lord God, whatever's going on around us, Lord God, no matter what it is, Lord God, help us to keep walking, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to keep walking, Lord God, because we know in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you gave us this promise, Lord God. You gave us this land, Lord God, and not even the Red Sea can keep us from what you got for us, Lord God. Not no circumstance, not no situation, not hell, not heaven, Lord God, not nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we thank you for that love, that guape love, Lord God. Thank you for the love, Lord God. Thank you for so much that you loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you rolled back that stone and you rose on the third day, Lord God. Lord God, not even hell can keep you down, Lord God. Not even death can keep you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you rose, Lord God. And Lord God, when you rose, we rose, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, Lord God. Not nothing, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. Nothing that we go through can separate us, Lord God, for your love, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for not leaving us or forsaking us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We confess today, Lord God. Lord God, so faith coming from hearing by the word of God, Lord God. Lord God, help us to
continuously to hear you, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to hear you, Lord God. But with that faith, it's impossible to please God. For God cometh to God, we must believe, Lord God, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, Lord God. So, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we diligently seek you, Lord God. Lord God, even so, that faith with no works is dead. So, Lord God, help us to keep working, Lord God. Help us to keep believing, Lord God. Help us to keep moving, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for these promises, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us instruction, Lord God, to keep going, to keep believing, to keep praying, Lord God, to keep having faith, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, if ye have a faith as a grain of mustard seed, y'all should say unto this mountain, remove, be removed today, Lord God. Nothing is impossible when you have faith, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to have that faith, Lord God. Increase our faith, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, nothing can come against us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not death, not principalities, not nothing, Jesus, Lord. God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every yoke, Lord God. Lord God, it's not going with us, Lord God. Lord God, as we go forth in this new year, Lord God, break every yoke, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You, Lord God, you are a way maker, Lord God, and I know way, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you for the strength today, Lord God, to come about those situations, Lord God, that's been holding us down for so long, Lord God, whether it be mentally, Lord God, or physically, Lord God. Break us out of it today, Lord God. Lord God, renew us today, Lord God. Renew us, oh Lord, today, Jesus, Lord God. Not one more minute, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be an overcomer, Lord God. You said we are overcomers by the blood, Lord God, of the Lamb, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for being that sacrificial Lamb, Lord God, because, Lord God, if it wasn't for you, Lord God, but you would have put a love that you have for us, you would have did it just for us, Lord God. You would have did it just for Sister Darlene, Lord God, and Pastor Alaska, Lord God. You would have did it just for Sister Marie, Lord God, because you love us, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for Sister Sheila, Lord God, in her life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, for you know the desires of their hearts, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for transitioning us, Lord God. Thank you for the transition, Lord God. Sometimes it don't feel good, Lord God, but we got faith, Lord God. You are with us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to be in the presence of the Lord, Lord God. Lord God, to be in that number, Lord God. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, you are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Jesus. And we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. To stand strong and be courageous, Lord God. Lord God, no matter what, Lord God, come what may. Come what may. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Oh,
yes. Thank you, Father thank God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Because I blow
thank
my
you,
nose and all the blood coming through.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you that's in the urine. The
thank
blood.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Lord God. Lord God, we are honored, Lord God. We are honored, Jesus, to be in your presence, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, no matter how long you gave us the promise, Lord God, you gave Sarah a child, Lord God, and her elder years, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know that there's no time limit on your promise, Jesus. Lord God, help us to keep the faith, Jesus. Help us to keep the faith, Lord God. Lord God, you did it for them, you do it for us, Lord God. We know that you're not a respecter of persons, Lord God. What you did for one, you'll do for another, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for that today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that this will be our triumphant season, Lord God, that we will live triumphantly, Lord God. Lord God, giving you all the glory, giving you all the praise, Lord God. Lord God, we will, Lord God, we will rise up, Lord God. You said you will mount us up, Lord God, like eagles, Lord God, that we will run and not be weary, Lord God, that we will walk and not faint, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for elevating us, Jesus, Lord God, elevating us, Lord God. As we lift up our hands, Lord God, we say thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the liberty, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our cornerstone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord God, is there anything in our hearts, Lord God, that's not right, Lord God? We ask you to remove it today, Lord God, because we're going up, Lord God. We're transitioning, Lord God, to being fully developable worshipers of Jesus Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you every day, Lord God. We thank you all day, Lord God, because you are deserving, Lord God. You are deserving, Lord God. Every day, Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God, because you are deserving, Jesus, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God, because if it wasn't for God on our side, where would we be, Lord God? If it wasn't for the blood, Lord God, where would we be, Lord God? So we thank you today, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, precious God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. You are so wonderful, Father God. So wonderful, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you don't change. You don't change, Lord God. You don't change. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. Sometimes we're not so lovable, Jesus. We're not always so lovable, but you still love us, Jesus, Lord God. And you said those that you chastise, you love, Lord God. So we thank you for that. We need that sometimes, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Thank you for this circle of friends, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord, thank you, Lord God. You knew what you was doing. You strategically put this together, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Darlene, Lord God, for her obedience, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her being able to stand out there, Lord God, and keep this thing together, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God. We thank you for her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for honoring Sister Darlene, Lord God. We pray that you keep our family, Lord God, Jamila, Ben, Lord God, all the children, Lord God, everything that's attached to her, Lord God, her brother, her sisters, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for that whole family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the Bundy's family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The obedience that, Lord God, that Sister Darlene has shown, Lord God, I just thank you for her, Lord God. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for her, God. I thank you for her, Lord. I really do, Jesus. I really do. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that mountain, Lord God. Thank you for the mountain that flows off of her, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing that flows off of her, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So we just thank you for each and every person that's here on this prayer line today. And we just thank you for every family member, every family, every person that's associated to this prayer line. We just thank you today. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report and you want to give it, you can give it right now.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. And I have a little song that I need to sing that God had woke me up this morning with on my heart. I got it here. It's my desire to live for Jesus.
That's right.
It's my desire. I want to live for him. Often God, if you could see me where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, and you'll know the reason why I love him so. You can take this world, its wealth and riches. I don't need a thing, for it's my desire to live for him. And I just want to thank God for that short version of that song, you know, because of the hour, and I don't want to take from anybody else that wants to say something. So thank you. And good morning, Saints.
Good morning. This is Marie. I have a prayer request. After therapy today, me and Charlene will be traveling to and right and back to Atlanta. So let's pray for safety for us as we travel and as we get out of our vehicles. And also, I'd like to lift up prayer for Michael Perkins, who continuously, from time to time, have a problem with his something that's going on in his stomach. God knows what it is. So we pray for healing for his system.
This is Darlene B, and I want to give a praise report. First of all, thank you all for praying for Charlotte. Her operation was successful, her hip replacement. She said she felt so much better as the day went on before she even got to the operation. And then after the operation was done, everything went well, so she's believing that she'll be able to go home today. That is her desire. So we pray for her that, you know, as she comes out of the hospital, that the therapy will work and that she will heal very well. So we thank God for those prayers for Charlotte. Amen.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I have been asking for prayer for Akron Allen. They went for a hearing yesterday, and Alan the judge did grant him temporary custody, and it was left like that, he said, because it's his it is his dad. But then the lawyer talked to him, so we will get to have a hearing so that the judge said he want to hear both sides of the story. So I ask for you all to continue to pray, because this is a man who has not been in his child's life for 13 years, and his mom had him involved in tutoring, Boy Scout, church, and everything. And she went camping with him, and he told a bunch of lies, like he have had this boy having Merry Christmas, and he wanted him, especially, you know, before Christmas. And I didn't get mad, although I had prayed every hour up until 3:30 and continued to pray and thank God for what he was doing. But I know it's not our will, it's God's will. And I'm just hoping and praying that God is sharing the light that Garrett is not the one. He basically know money's involved. He want to sue the hospital, and he had already received checks, Social Security checks, and he wasn't the boy guardian. So I just pray and ask God to handle it, and whatever his will, strengthen us to go through it, and strengthen Alan, who is the child. And he, you know, cried yesterday and everything. And the dad's supposed to pick him up by the weekend. But just keep the family in prayer. Strengthen April, who's the aunt, to go through or whatever. And just pray for us. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, this is Chris. I have a prayer request. It's a family that here in Atlanta, Georgia, that had a fire, and I want to say four people made it out the fire, and four people didn't. It was two kids, two uncles, and I guess a mom that died inside the fire. So I just want to keep their family lifted up in prayer.
Amen. And we'll continue to pray for the tornado victims. It was just such awful devastation over there in Kentucky, Tennessee, and some other states up in that way. So keep them in prayer, and if you can do anything to help, you know, it's all right. You know, we need to do what we can. Amen.
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 This is Sister Gladys. Pray for my strength today and traveling mercies also, and my family.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I'm off today. I have my Bible class. So if y'all could just pray with me that I just continue on going deeper into the Word. I have two more classes. 22nd will be finished with first principle, 3-year course. And I'm just grateful they broke it down, because if I knew it were 3 years, I probably wouldn't have continued. But I'm just so grateful just to know that the Word teach me how to live. Thank you, and everyone have a great day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests at the top of the hour. If you haven't given your request and you need to give it, if you'll go ahead and do that now, that would be great.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just ask you for your continuing prayers for my family, definitely for my sister, and just pray in general for all those that are suffering with depression this year and mental illness. For some reason, it's just on a very, very high.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Amen. All right. Anybody else, real quick, if you have something you want to put out there, let us do that now. Amen. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just thank you this morning for this time of prayer, fellowship, and intercession, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayer warriors, all the intercessors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for each one who comes here to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, oh God. We know, Father, today that we don't have to do this, but we do because we have a desire, God, to see change, Father, to see change in our world and in our families, Lord. So I pray, God, today that you strengthen each sister and brother on this prayer line, that we will keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I pray this morning and thank you for Sister Charlotte as you are healing her body, oh God, as she went through the process of the surgery, oh God, and everything worked out. Thank you, Lord, for these prayers, oh God, the prayers from this prayer line and prayers from other people, oh God. We know, Father, that others are praying and where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst, oh God. So we do thank you, Lord, today for our Sister Marie and Charlene, oh God, as they're preparing to travel, Lord, that you cover the roads that they will be on, oh God, and let the angels be there, God, help them to get to their destinations and return safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do thank you, Lord, today that you are the one who covers us each and every day, Father. So we pray, thank you today for Michael, for the healing of his stomach, oh God. You know what's going on in the stomach, Lord, if there's a virus, if there's bacteria. We decree and declare healing by the stripes of Jesus. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. My God, we pray also for Linda, oh God, that you bless her, heal her, Lord, her back and her kidneys, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you will just straighten up everything that's in her body that shouldn't be there, oh God. And, Lord, even bless her with a job, Lord. She's looking for a job, so we thank you, Lord, today for blessing her with a job in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do thank you, Lord, today for favor. We are believing, God, that in the future that April will have custody of Alan, oh, God. It doesn't matter what's happening right now, God. Sometimes, Lord, you just tell us to wait on you, oh, God, to be patient, oh, God. You did say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that April will not faint. She will not lose heart, God, but she will just rejoice because she believes in the future things will turn out in her favor and Alan's favor, oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that you give Gladys strength, oh, God, praying for her family, God, that you help them, oh, God, strengthen them, oh, God, and Sister Mary's family, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you take away the depression out there in the world that we live in, oh, God. So many people depressed, oh, God. So many people feeling bad because of all of the bad news out there, oh, God. Some of us need to just forget about the news, oh, God, and look to you, God. Look to the hills, my God. From whence cometh our help? Because our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I say, heal today, oh, God, and we shall be healed. Say, Father, we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Sheila as she's completing her classes. Thank you, Lord, for just giving her stability, oh, God, and the unction to carry on until the end, oh, God, and continue to help her to remember the things that she has learned, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, help her to be that woman of God that you designed her to be each and every day, God. As she draws nigh to you, you draw nigh to her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, there have been victims of tornadoes and victims of fires, oh, God, those families, the family that was in this fire here locally, Lord, in our area that Sister Chris just told us about. We know, God, today that you can help those who are still alive to cope with this situation, oh, God. Restore, God. We decree and declare that their goods shall be restored double fold, oh, God, more than enough, God, in the name of Jesus. And also those tornado victims, oh, God, that was such an awful situation to see how things were leveled so quickly, oh, God, that had been there for hundreds of years, God. We decree and declare restoration and peace within the minds of those, oh, God, even those that have not been found yet, oh, God. I pray that you will find those who are in the rubble, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, make it la shita de makuna na 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 shana ka luda da 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 she da 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 masura. My God, my God. And those who are alive, oh, God, those who recovered, oh, God, their lives, Lord, that you help them to know that you're the one, oh, God, who allowed them to be here, that those who are not saved, oh, God, will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They will receive Jesus as their Lord, Savior, and King, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing of our nation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Father, today that there's so much turmoil in our nation, and we know, God, today that you can bring about change, you can bring about healing, you can bring about love in our families. We thank you for that today. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. And as I have announced announced earlier this week, we will pray over the olive oil on the 21st. So bring your olive oil to the line, and we will say a prayer over the oil so you can use it as you go forward and get into the next year. And today I decree and declare that we cover and fill all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that may have been spoken against us even this morning is rejected and shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the Lord God of our fathers makes you 1,000 times more than what you are, and we are receiving the power to get wealth through the Lord God Almighty. So I decree this morning that we will continue to walk in the newness of life, and we have on the whole armor of God. We are blessed and cannot be cursed. So let's rejoice today. Let's rejoice every day in the Lord, because he is our strength. He is our song, and he has become our salvation. He is helping our feet to walk like up on like hind feet. And so we continue to walk upright and work righteousness and speak the truth in our hearts. And he will help us to walk upon those high places. So when we leave this place, let's remember that we are workers together with the Lord. I do appreciate every one of you. I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank God for everyone who has sown into my life and into the ministry. And I decree and declare that your seed is multiplied more than what you could even ask or think, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold in Jesus' name. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. 859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.